take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture will be the entire chapter of Psalms 121. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. In this time of social distancing, who or what are you running to? Worry? Stress? Are you phoning a friend? Are you wasting your time on countless hours of shows or movies or maybe endless to-do lists around the house? Or are you looking for the Lord while he may be found? The scripture says, lift your eyes to the mountains. This is an analogy representing something that is far above, outside of your current situation, a place where the whole picture can be seen. Does your help come from the Lord? The Lord is aware of your every breath. He does not doze off for even a moment. He sees you when you sleep and when you arise. He can see your thoughts from afar. He may allow something to happen to get your attention or bring us to a new height in our relationship with him. Are we paying attention? I encourage you to invest in daily quiet times. Find a place you can shut everything off. TV, news, media, cell phones, and yeah, even the kids. Get help with friends or spouses or anybody around that can help you with this. I encourage you to do what it takes to build a spiritual foundation that can weather any storm. Lord, I pray that my friends listening will lean in on your promises and choose to use their time wisely, seeking you, the one who has the power over life and death. Help comes from you alone. May we come out of this situation with a newfound strength, growth, and relationship with you that impacts a world for Jesus Christ.
And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.